Welcome to the Beyond the Diagnosis podcast with me, Dr. Kylie. I'm so glad you're here. If you find this empowers you to take back control of your health instead of relying on the system in any way, please share this with three of your friends. Invite them to come join us. Are you ready? Let's dive inside. Let's talk chronic fatigue. It's the number one cause and symptom that patients come in with. I've heard everything from I'm 65 years old and I've been suffering with chronic fatigue for 30 years now. If I only knew what normal life was, I would love that. To recently, I just started working with a 30-year-old mom who's just been struck with chronic fatigue within the last few years. And of course, there's always other things going on. Chronic fatigue is just the top dog, because when you don't have energy, you're restricted to just about everything in life. It kills me when I hear moms say that they just want to be able to cook dinner. They just want to be able to have the house a little bit cleaner than it is. I've even heard moms tell me that they haven't gone on a family vacation in years because their health is so poor. And the worst one, the one that is a dagger to my heart, is the when they tell me that their kids don't even know who they are because they've been sick for so long. So if this sounds like you, you're in the right place. If you are struck with fatigue, let me tell you, it's not in your head. This isn't something that you're making up. It's not because you lack the motivation to go hang out at the gym or to run the 5K with your friends or whatever they're doing. There's real life scenarios, there's real life struggles, and they can begin inside your body. Most of the time, people get told that they're a mom of three kids and that's why they're tired. Or my body just wasn't the same after my third pregnancy and nobody can figure it out. Well, if you have your labs, pull out your labs, because we're going to talk about a couple markers that you have. Why do I know this? Because it's called a CBC with differential. It's the number one front-running lab test your doctor will take to try to figure out what's wrong. And most of the time, people will say, well, I have all these labs, I've donated like blood work after test after test, and they all come back normal. I'm going to teach you how to read labs in a very unique way. I'm going to make this so simple that even you with brain fog can do it. So the number one cause that often gets overlooked with chronic fatigue is what's called a low-grade infection. That low-grade infection can be bacterial or viral, and this is how you're going to know if you have it or not. I'm going to share my screen here with you. So wherever you're listening, write this down. White blood cell count, also known as WBC. It is the first marker that you're going to see on this lab report called the CBC. I don't know what the normal range is right off the top of my head, but what you want for the optimal range, which is going to be tighter than that normal range, is 5 to 8. So if you're sick and tired of being told that your labs are normal yet you feel like crap, this is a new way to look at them. You don't want to be compared to normal lab ranges, because when they create normal lab ranges, they're gathering a bunch of people in your area who don't have a diagnosis, who haven't been labeled with some disease, because they're so supposedly healthy, right? That doesn't mean that they have, they're symptom free. And that's where you run into the problem with normal lab ranges versus what I'm going to teach you as optimal or functional ranges. So this white blood cell count, you want to have it between 5 and 8. If it's above 8, as you can see, this remarkable woman's is here, you have an active viral or bacterial infection. Based off of that one lab marker, we don't know if it's viral or bacterial, but we do know it's active. If it's below 5, that's chronic viral or bacterial infection. Let me give you a little bit of background on these, at those labs we're looking at here. This is a remarkable mom. She's mid-30s, and a couple of months ago, she got struck with major anxiety and depression. She's been blaming it all on her poor relationship with her husband, not thinking that there's anything wrong with her physically. But she came into my arena very desperate because her relationship with her husband is tanking and it's going to go south quite quickly if she can't change things. So they started to do counseling, but she was just wondering if there's something inside her body that triggered this anxiety and depression. And when I saw these lab test results, I did not order these. I tend to not order lab tests. I tend to take the lab tests that you've already paid for and you've already donated blood towards and use that data. Look at them in this unique way. So she already had these lab tests. She sent them over to me, or I request your medical records, either one. And this is what I found. Now, an active viral or bacterial infection fits her scenario perfectly because it's the last couple months that she's all of a sudden been struck with this major and debilitating anxiety and depression to the point where she has no motivation to do anything throughout the day. And she just like a little bit more energy. Now, the next markers, don't worry about the rest of this stuff. Once you have the white blood cell count, you're going to turn towards the next marker that you want to know. And that is these neutrophils and these lymphocytes right here. The neutrophils, you want to go off of the percentage. So find the marker that says neutrophil percent. You want it to be around 60. If it is above 60, you have a bacterial infection because neutrophils fight bacteria. Lymphocytes, you want to have around 30. Lymphocytes, if it's above 30, you have a viral infection. So now, based off of the white blood cell count, that WBC, you can tell if it's chronic or active. Or acute, I mean, and then you're going to jump, skip the rest of it, jump straight down to the neutrophils and the lymphocytes to determine if it's bacterial or if it's viral with lymphocytes. Pretty cool, right? Now, what do you do? Say you have a low-grade infection, which is the most common misunderstood, misdiagnosed problem with chronic fatigue that I see. What do you do if you have a bacterial or a viral infection? You know that there's very little hope for viruses, for treating viruses. For example, if you get diagnosed with Epstein-Barr virus, or also otherwise known as mono, they just tell you to go home and rest, right? Well, if you've had Epstein-Barr virus or mono in the past, it's always hanging out. Just can stay there. It's your job to make sure that it doesn't do anything to your body, that it stays dormant. And when you see these lymphocytes above 30%, it's starting to get a little bit activated. You got to nip that in the butt quite quickly. So if you have a bacterial infection, low grade, of course, this is something that's not going to pop up if you're taking like an H. pylori test per se. The supplement that I provide patients and that has worked very well to kill bacterial infections is called number 3 or Bactrex. Vivi is the viral, V-I-V-I. And I can tell you, I can't keep that on my shelf. If they've had mono, patients have had mono before, they always have that in their back pocket. So as soon as this little flare of chronic fatigue raises, they grab it and they're ready to rock and roll. So based off of that, do you guys understand those labs? Give me a high five in the chat if you would. Cause number 2 of chronic fatigue, your adrenals. Adrenals and thyroid, they get blamed for about everything. When it comes to adrenals, as in this lady's records that we just saw, she had taken a cortisol test, which is a test for your adrenals. Her doctor ordered it through her blood, and she told me that her cortisol levels looked awesome. That's great. But there's one issue. When your doctor takes a cortisol sample through your blood, it's not accurate. The best way to determine if your cortisol levels are healthy or not is actually through your saliva. There's also another way to test it. You can use your sodium and your potassium markers, which are on a metabolic panel. This would probably be very common for most people to have. In fact, every time I request medical records, I always have these markers. So chances are you do too. So take a look at your sodium. You want it to be between 135 and 140. You want your potassium to be between 4.0 and 4.5. If they are high or low, either one of them, that's a sign of adrenal fatigue. Pretty cool, right? Now let's jump back here to why the one sample of blood doesn't cut it. When it comes to cortisol, your cortisol levels are a curve throughout the day. They start off high in the morning so you can wake up. They fall low at night so you can go to sleep. So if you're going to have an accurate marker for what your adrenals are doing, you need to have four different samples that you take throughout the day so you can get your curve. That's where most blood tests go wrong. Because it's only one sample in the morning, great, your adrenal glands look good per se. Now, blood, the problem with blood is that that is testing your cortisol levels that are available in months. So in 4 weeks, your cortisol is available in your blood. Whereas right now, right this very moment, that your cortisol can actually be tested through your spit. And that's what your body has to use right now. So with chronic fatigue, I see levels or curves that are basically non-existent. It's a flat line down here at the bottom. That's the most common instance of chronic fatigue. Now, if you don't have a lab test, which oftentimes you don't really need to treat your adrenal glands, there are some other ways that you can identify if you have adrenal fatigue. There are three of them. Write these down. If you've ever been to a chiropractor and been adjusted, sometimes that adjustment hurts. Not the chiropractor's fault. It's your ligaments. Those things that are responsible for holding the joint together, they become loose. And when that happens with adrenal fatigue, your adjustments hurt. That's one way. The second way, I'm going to use a little personal story here. When I was a senior in high school, I played a lot of volleyball. I went and played volleyball in college too. So volleyball was my life from like 13 years of age to 25 when I quit coaching and playing. But I remember I went to one summer camp with a college coach, and I was stretching at the beginning of the morning and the beginning of the camp, and all of a sudden my neck froze. Like, I could not move my neck. And I was just sitting there, just stretching, doing normal soft things. It's not like I kinked it or any crazy thing. This also happens with adrenal fatigue. So if you've ever like bent over and picked up a pen and now all of a sudden you can't move your back, or you wake up and you swear that you slept funny, even though you're using the same pillow you've used for 10 years and you haven't had issues, but you can't move your neck, this would be a sign of adrenal fatigue. And at that camp, I'm a setter. And when you're a setter for volleyball, you always have to look up to grab that ball and to set it out. And I couldn't look up. Like, I literally could not move my neck backwards. And I remember the coach, who I was pretty good for, like, we knew each other pretty well. He came up to me and he grabbed my ponytail and he yanked it. That hurt so bad. So now I'm 30 years old. I'm 12 years older than that. And I still remember that exact moment. Had I known then what I know now about muscles seizing, that would be adrenal fatigue. The third way to know if you have adrenal fatigue is if you go to bed at night and you are physically absolutely exhausted, but your mind is going a million miles an hour. That's adrenal fatigue. I call it wired but tired. You're physically wired. I mean, you're physically exhausted, but you're mentally wired. Wired but tired. So your three ways to know if your adrenals are shot are: one, you hurt after getting a chiropractic adjustment. Two, you have these moments where your muscles just lock up and you can't move your back or you can't move your neck. Or three, you go to bed at night, no matter what time it is, and you just lay there in bed and can't sleep because your mind won't shut off. That would be adrenal fatigue. Now, an easy way to attack your adrenals or to heal your adrenals and to gain some of that energy back is to take a supplement called GA. And that is what I use most often for patients. And depending on how bad you feel, you can take it morning, afternoon, and night. If you're having trouble sleeping, it's going to be a glorious thing for that nighttime and helping you sleep. Last but not least, cause number three of chronic fatigue: childhood trauma. Now, if you were to say to me 5 years ago, if I would be treating emotions like I am now, I would have laughed in your face. But I came across this research article probably 6 months ago, and it literally compared, it took 46 individuals who had been diagnosed with chronic fatigue syndrome. All 46 individuals, they looked at their childhood experiences, and not a single one of them ever used the word abuse, but all 46 individuals had some type of trauma in their childhood, whether it be physical, mental, emotional, sexual. So what that research article was saying was that according to your childhood experiences, you can actually be set up to have chronic fatigue syndrome in adulthood. So it got me thinking, does chronic fatigue in my patients, do they have childhood traumatic experiences? Yes, all across the board. In fact, one mom I was working with, she's got three lovely kids, all teenagers, and she proceeded to tell me on our first visit that when she was young, she remembers being 4 years old, her mom was mad at her dad. And the way that she got back to her dad was that she took all four of the kids, put them in the car, went and parked the car on a train track, and allowed the train to hit the car. Now, this is special because not only is that crazy to me, but dad was the conductor of the train. So talk about traumatic experiences, right? She is now in her 40s, doesn't talk to her mom, hasn't talked to her mom in 10, 15 years. They're completely cut off for her own health and her own sanity. But she never used the word abuse. I would think that's abuse. But every single woman, every single individual across the board, everyone that I work with chronic fatigue has some crazy childhood experiences. And that has now been shown in the research to lean towards chronic fatigue syndrome and chronic fatigue. So along with the physical treatment, we do a lot of emotional release therapy through emotion code here. And I have found that when you combine the two, one, not only does your body accept the physical treatment. So if you're like, I've taken so many supplements and I don't know what makes me sensitive and what makes me not sensitive, but I'm so careful now, or you've lost trust with medications. A lot of the times when your body is physically rejecting physical medicine, you got to go deeper and you got to heal and clear out some of these emotions. You might not even know they exist. A lot of times when Kelly is doing the emotion code on individuals, she uses muscle testing and we'll be able to identify, hey, you felt anger at age 12. Do you remember anything? And then, oh yeah, well, this happened with my friends. And it's just crazy how cool it pops up, the similar things. So combine the physical with the emotional and you'll get traumatic, cool results. So that being said, let's recall here. Your big three causes of chronic fatigue syndrome or chronic fatigue in general are: number one, low-grade infection. It can be bacterial or viral. Number two, your adrenals, they're shot. Number three, childhood trauma. Now, the cool part is whether you want to work with me one-on-one or if you just want to take some more learning steps and do a DIY type thing, I've got a program available. It's called End Chronic Fatigue. That program is going to teach you how to create a personalized roadmap back to being you, back to being that energetic mom who can cook dinner, back to taking the grandkids on vacations or playing with them at the park, whatever the case may be. And it dives into these big causes and it gets into the gut, the liver, all the goodies. So you can stop going from doctor to doctor and spending all the time and the money and just get straight to the point. And it teaches you how to read your labs to create that personalized roadmap. So you can learn more. I'll send you off an email about that along with your gift for hanging out with me. You'll get the free introduction course, so you can take a look at that. And that's what I got for you. Now, cool part is, let me open it up for questions. So if you have a question, feel free to unmute yourself and come join in. Let's chat.
What if you have all three of the issues?
Not you, Carol. Well, if you have a lot of issues, which most likely you do, depending on whatever scenario you're sitting in, there's five deal breakers, is what I like to call them. And this is where the program that I created is based off of these five things. Now you have to take it one step at a time, because the first step, if you have any type of anemia, iron anemia, it doesn't matter what you try, you're not going to heal. And the reason why is because iron is required to get oxygen to every single cell in your body. So if your cells don't have oxygen, they're not going to heal. They're not going to function properly. And when you start at the cell and you create, you have, say, half of your cells of your thyroid are working, then you're going to have a thyroid problem, right? So the first place to start is anemia. The second step is blood sugar and adrenals. Blood sugar goes hand in hand with your adrenals. So that would be step two. Step three, you got to fix the gut. So any type of these low-grade infections, fix that gut. And there's you can go into all different sorts of things with the gut, but you got to destroy the bad guys first, heal leaky gut, and then replenish with the good guys. So that's step number three. Step number four is, surprisingly, omega-3s and omega-6s. You have to have enough healthy fats in your body for that inflammation to go down. And finally, step number five is the liver and detox. Now, so often people just blame everything on detox and the liver. They drive the liver pathway and they drive detox. And if you detox when your body's not prepared for it, things can get real ugly real quick. So if you were to follow the five steps, the five deal breakers, that's how you would map out your plan. And it does take time. I would say for every step, you're going to require 2 to 3 months to heal. And think about it as you're peeling back a layer of an onion with each step. And depending on how big your onion is, depends on how long it's going to take to heal. So if you've been sick for 30 years, it's going to take 30 months to completely get life back. If you've been sick for 12 years, you're looking at 12 months. So basically 1 year per 1 month. So hope that answers your question.
Problem I had before I came to Dr. Kylie's, I was exhausted. I felt like I was going into a hole and I couldn't get up in the morning. Midday, I was having to drink a second cup of coffee to keep going. It was just, I felt like I was shriveling. I've always done things holistic. I don't go to a lot of doctors. So it wasn't that I was reaching out to doctors. I'm a master herbalist. I've been into herbs for 28 years. So I was trying to do things on my own, though I have worked with doctors all of my adult life in one form or another. So I had medicine access at any time I wanted to. I could go to the doctor and say, I have a real bad sore throat. And that was one of the problems that I had, is I had constant tonsillitis, severe tonsillitis, even though I had my tonsils out, they weren't taken out properly. And I felt like that was becoming more severe. If someone is thinking about starting the program with Dr. Kylie, I would definitely tell them to follow her protocol. She knows what she's doing, and be patient. It's not a quick fix. You have to look at how long you've been sick, and you have to realize that you're coming out of a hole, and it's not going to be overnight.
If you choose to discover the cause of your chronic fatigue so that you can get your life back, your tank is no more on empty, I would love to help you complete your personalized roadmap. Your personalized roadmap to fill up your gas tank can be accomplished in 5 easy steps. Now, I wish I could work with everybody individually, one-on-one, but there's only one of me, and there's so many people who suffer from chronic fatigue. So if this is you, this is for you. I have created a 5-step process so that you can take the labs that you have in your possession, those normal labs, you can read those. I will teach you how to do that in my way, so you can create your own personalized roadmap, again, in 5 easy steps. It's the exact path I walked these patients down so that you can get your life back based off of their labs. You're going to base it off of your labs. It'll be like you and I are hanging out right here at my own house. I'm going to teach you the cause of chronic fatigue, which we've already dove into a little bit here. I'm going to teach you how to read your own labs to map out your personalized plan. Then I'll give you the exact tools I use to help my patients heal in 5 simple, easy steps. So even with a person with the worst brain fog can still do it. Inside this 5-step course called End Chronic Fatigue Course, you can get this at a special price. It retails for $2,000, but right now, if you go to drkylieburton.com/end-chronic-fatigue-, you can get that for a special price, because I want you to start living the life that you were designed to live. I want to be able to help you, provide you with the tools that you no longer have to go from doctor to doctor to doctor to doctor, keep filling out co-pays, keep meeting your deductible. Let's start changing your life, and let's begin inside this course. So go check it out. I'll see you on the inside. Let's celebrate your success next. I hope you enjoyed this episode of Beyond the Diagnosis with me, Dr. Kylie. If you enjoyed this and you learned something new, if you felt empowered in any way, please go invite 3 of your friends to come join us. And then meet me right back here again next week.